We saw this past week New York Governor Andrew Cuomo get attention, not the kind he likes. He was called out by all sides after revelations came out about how he kept COVID-19 death numbers low in what was released by his people. We'll get to more about that later. But here in New Jersey, Governor Murphy is facing a continued call to put all his cards on the table. What's his response been? Well, last week, Murphy once again being pressed for data by Republicans who are going to, since they got tired of the waiting game in the state Senate, going to launch their own investigation, as well as Republicans on the House Select Committee doing likewise. They pressed him for info. His response? Murphy talking. I remind you that, as stated in a 2017 opinion from the Office of Legal Counsel in the U.S. Department of Justice, individual members of Congress, including ranking minority members, do not have the authority to conduct oversight in the absence of a specific delegation. Further, a comprehensive response to your letter, which contains gross mischaracterizations, as well as broad requests for privileged material, would necessarily require essential staff to divert their attention away from addressing the present public health emergency. Summarizing all that, Murphy's saying, I don't have to. Well, that's not been his only attempt to find out. Murphy's also claimed in the past that details of the actions, policies, certain statistics related to the coronavirus in New Jersey have to remain private for, wait for it, national security reasons. I do not make this stuff up.